Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports, and I want to talk about Kanye West. If you haven't watched this documentary, I recommend that you go watch that immediately. It's on Netflix. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big-time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, let's get into it. So, not too long ago, Netflix dropped a documentary on my favorite artist of all time, Kanye West. And what was so cool about this documentary is that some of the things that I've told you guys to do that he was already doing that I didn't even know. And one of the things I tell people all the time is, produce content and do it daily. And this guy and a buddy of his created 20 years worth of film and content where they follow Kanye West's journey from the beginning all the way up until now. Now, just from that alone, if you're not producing content, you're crazy. Kanye West knew to do this years ago, and you see where he is right now. And all you have to do is repeat that. But anyway, what was so cool about the whole documentary and just watching his journey it was so motivational. It was getting to the point where I was getting chills. You know, my wife, she was sitting next to me, and she know how I am about things like that. So she was peeking over to see, if I was tearing up and things like that. But man, it was just touching. And there was multiple scenes, but one of the scenes that stood out to me was how he was trying to get a record deal from Rockefeller. And at the time, he was a producer. They brought him on because he made amazing beats. And the beats were so good that they tried to hoard the beats to themselves. So they gave him a deal to be on Rockefeller as a producer. But Kanye wanted to be a rapper as well. But they wouldn't take him seriously. So instead of being deterred by it or feeling, like a victim, he took control of his destiny. He shot his own video. He made his beats. He snuck into the studio when he could. And he put, his first CD together. As he's putting his CD together, he gets into a car crash, breaks his jaw. And as an artist who needs to, rap and be vocal, that's devastating. But he still went and made a song with his jaw wired up. And that's how the song Through the Wire came. And what was so cool about it is this guy took a song, All Falls Down, hit. And he went into the Rockefeller office and played it for everybody in the building. And what stuck out to me was clearly this was a hit. Clearly he was right. But every person he played it for, they just ignored him. They just ignored him. And that happens to people like me. That happens to people like you every single day. You're putting out content. You're recruiting players. You're building your business. You're sharpening your tools, and you go after the big fish, or you try to close a deal, and then unfortunately, they ignore you. It doesn't work. It flops. And what I want you to get from this podcast, and from Kanye West's journey, is he didn't let it stop him. He kept going. He came back the next day. One of the cool things they said is that was he didn't do it just one time. They said Kanye did that all the time. And that's the difference between Kanye West and most individuals. They do things one time and it doesn't work. And then that's it. Okay, well, maybe it's not for me. It didn't work. I'm a victim. Oh, it's just not for me. But Kanye did it all the time. And that's what I want you to do Whatever your dream is, whatever your goal is, do it all the time until it works. But that's not realistic. So what? Your dreams are unrealistic. If you want them to happen, you gotta do it all the time. And now look at Kanye West, the richest black man in the world. Now guess what? All those people who ignored him, they have to listen. They have to listen. All right? So hopefully that just motivates you to go ahead and take action. And not just one time, not just two time, but all the time. All right, with that being said, you guys take care, and I see you in the next episode. Take care.